All right, I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Corey Valancourt of the Smoky Mountain News. Corey, thanks for coming in again.
Glad to be back, Matt.
So the brunch bill in North Carolina, allowing establishments to sell alcohol before noon on Sundays. Buncombe County and Asheville have already approved this. In the mountain areas of western North Carolina, some places have, some places haven't, and you've been looking at this. So tell us who has and who hasn't okayed this.
As you said, the early adopters of this bill were all out here near Asheville. Hendersonville, I believe, was first, and then you have Mills River with Sierra Nevada Brewing, and then the city and the county here did it. It slowly made its way out to Haywood County. It slowly moved out to Haywood County. The first adopter out there was the town of Waynesville, which passed it completely without contention. There was no public comment, and it seemed to be something that everybody was supportive of. Then it moved on to the town of Canton, and things are very, very much different there.
Why is that?
Asheville is a far less conservative place than Haywood County and points westward. There's still very strong religious sentiment out there that the expansion of alcohol is not something those communities want. And so right now, elected officials are grappling with the economic development perspective as well as what their community truly wants. And almost in the same example as the Confederate monument issue, it's about the type of community that these people want to have. So Canton, there may be a fight. It's not a huge town. There's not a lot of bars. But I think in terms of the way that Waynesville passed it, it sends an economic development message to people who might want to locate in your area as to their receptiveness to these types of businesses and to that type of economic activity.
Alcohol laws have changed a lot. They're still set in many ways by each individual county. So you have 100 different alcohol laws, essentially, in North Carolina. Haywood County in particular, though, their alcohol laws are very specific to them. So tell us about that and how this sort of current iteration with this bill that allows sales before noon on Sundays, how that fits into that.
There are four organized municipalities in Haywood County, not counting the county itself. So each one of those cities is charged with passing their own version of the bill as it exists. They can't pick and choose because it does involve other situations like retail sales and things like that. So there's some opposition on the Haywood County Board of Commissioners. It will likely never be heard. And if it does, it probably won't pass. Two commissioners have already told me that based on their religious beliefs, it's not something that they would support. But then you have towns like Maggie Valley and the town of Clyde. It may or may not work there. Maggie Valley is considering it at the moment. Clyde may not consider it. There's not a whole lot there in terms of drinking establishments or restaurants. But the major, I think, dichotomy is between Waynesville, which is a big tourist town and wants to serve tourists. In fact, they even said, we want to be able to provide you with a drink on your way out of town, provided you're not driving. Because they know people will just come to Asheville for that. But again, Canton, not really sure which way that's going to go. And there aren't a ton of establishments. Some of the existing ones, Bearwaters Brewery, for example, they open at noon on Sundays anyway. They said they may entertain opening earlier, but it didn't seem like it was a huge priority. The other major establishment out there, Southern Porch, same thing. They weren't looking to jump all over this. It's not going to make or break their business. And that's an argument we've heard around the county is 2 hours a week isn't going to make or break anyone's economy.
Further to the west of Haywood County, What are towns and counties there looking at regarding this bill and allowing sales earlier on Sunday?
One of the larger towns west of Haywood County is Sylva in Jackson County. Their town manager, Paige Dowling, said that they were about to start considering this. Also, Jackson County has had a request from Stephanie Edwards over at the Cashers Chamber of Commerce. So it's something that they want down there. I think they see a little bit different kind of tourist economy than Haywood County does. But then you go all the way out to Franklin, which is right out near the Georgia state line, and they're doing the same thing. It's something that they want to explore. And again, these elected officials are charged with gauging or taking the temperature of their constituents to see, is that the type of business we want in this county?
You mentioned there's been some religious objections to this, and that's sort of going, that's coming into conflict with the economic development interests with this. Will it come down to if one town says, yes, we'll do this, and one town will says, no, we'll do this, that the towns that say no later on may feel whatever economic hit and then decide we should do this? Is that sort of playing into this that, well, so this place did it and we haven't, we might feel some sort of, our businesses here might feel some sort of hit because we haven't. Is that going to play out, you think, for these places in the next months?
I'm not really sure that's the case, Matt. Places with a robust retail and tourism economy and people that want to drink alcohol, they've passed it encouragingly and overwhelmingly. Again, Henderson County, Buncombe County, Asheville, places like Canton, it's not a huge priority. The two existing businesses aren't really sure about wanting to do it. So I think that the needs of the local communities is being expressed very well right now. And towns that don't want to do it and don't end up doing it, there's probably not a need. And people probably aren't going to be too dissatisfied with them not doing it.
Lastly, and something you've looked at previously, are some of the other things that this bill did. It didn't just allow this bill that General Assembly passed. It didn't just allow earlier sales on Sunday. It allowed some other things, including expanding the offerings distilleries can give. Has any of those portions of this bill also been seen in some of the counties to the west of Asheville?
That may be the predominant issue in Maggie Valley. Alderman Philip White told me he didn't see a huge relevance for the brunch provision of the bill in Maggie because there aren't a lot of establishments, frankly, that would probably take advantage of that. However, there is one, and it's called Elevated Mountain Distillery. It's Haywood County's first, as they like to joke, legal distillery in hundreds of years because it is known as a moonshining capital. But a provision of that bill now allows Dave Angel, the owner, to sell five bottles to one individual instead of what was previously allowed, which was one. And in a tourist town like that, you have people coming from Charlotte, people coming from Atlanta. They may only come once a year. They may only come once in a lifetime. And to give him the opportunity to send them home with five bottles as opposed to one, that brings money into our local economy. And that's something that we like to see. So while Maggie Valley may not have a tremendous need for mimosas and Bloody Marys at 10 in the morning, it certainly does have a need for this growing business that has had a lot of, I guess, cooperation from local economic development authorities and the county and the city. People have bent over backwards to help this man establish his business, and it's nice to see the legislature doing the same.
Corey Valancourt, thanks as always for coming in.
Thank you, Matt.